Jesus is the source of all life. He says that. He says that to Mary, says it to Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Your brother will live again. I know, in the resurrection. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Lazarus, come on out. He's alive. If you will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life because He is the life.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse-by-verse through the Bible. Jesus promises salvation for those that trust in Him as our study of John continues in chapter 14, verse 2. Here's Pastor Bob.
Jesus is basically saying to all of us, there's plenty of room for all the redeemed. No matter how many people will come to Jesus Christ, there is a special place for them, and He prepares it. So there's plenty of room. So if you say, I don't know if I belong to Jesus or not, receive Jesus tonight, and there's a place for you in eternity, there in the Father's house. And he knows you. He knows how you decorate that thing. He knows me. You just need to put a little chocolate somewhere. I don't need things on the wall. He knows. Don't you worry. Well, I like it. You'll like it. It'll be the most beautiful place you've ever lived. And you will live there for eternity. So Jesus says this, I'm telling you the truth. See, if it were not true, I wouldn't be telling it to you. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If that were not true, I would have told you. I wouldn't even say it, in other words. Of course it's true. Jesus would not lie to them about anything. And I love it how He says to Peter, I love you, man, but you're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows. I'm not lying. I wish you'd have lied about that. He doesn't lie. God cannot lie. There's plenty of room for all of us. Don't you worry that yours might be a little tighter than someone else's. No, God's not that way. That's human. God loves everyone the same. Your place is going to be beautiful. You're not going to have to compare it. And just, I brought my little holy measuring rod here, and I'm going to measure your place. I think they got 12 square feet more than I got. It's not going to happen, everybody. You know why? Jesus loves you. When are we going to get that part, just that part alone, into our hearts? I'm going to prepare a place for you, specifically for you, Peter, specifically for you, Thomas, specifically for you, James, specifically for you, Christian, and He calls your name. Specifically for you, each and every true believer. Pastor McDonald wrote this, it's a prepared place for a prepared people. He's getting us fit for heaven now. And He's getting heaven fit for us. I like it. The Lord Jesus is preparing us a home. It's a home. It's where we're going to live. Many homes, many dwelling places. I'm going to prepare a place specifically for you. And that's going to be where your home is for all eternity. It's your home. I like that. This is our home in eternity. This is where we live. This is where we belong. This in heaven is home. I've never been there, but I'm going to go back there someday to home. I'm going home. You've never been there, but you will go home. You won't get left behind. You will love it there. Many years ago, you think about home. Everybody, you ask people, what do you call, what's your definition of home? And everybody, well, you'll hear a lot of different answers. Many years ago, a long, long time ago, a London newspaper held a contest to determine the best definition of home. The winner, the winning entry was this one. Listen to this. Home is the place where you're treated the best and complain the most. That was the winner. And I thought, I like it. You know, if you're into poetry, I'm not, but Robert Frost, and this is one of his famous, so you probably have heard it many times, and it's true. He said that our true home is the place, when you go there, they have to let you in. Home is where when you go there, they have to let you in because it's your home. God's got to let us in. It's our home. By grace through faith, He has prepared a spot for you and me there. Hang on to that. You're going home. He is coming back soon. Not soon enough, if you ask me, but soon. And I have to leave it to Him because I whine a lot about His definition of soon. You know what Jesus taught us about home? Jesus was the one who said, home is where the heart is. I know you've heard all the songs, different people singing, home is where the heart is, and you've heard all the poems, but you know that comes straight out of God's word. I'll read it to you. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. In his Sermon on the Mount, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Home is where your heart is. We are storing our treasures there now. We're not storing them up here. We understand that it's all going to burn down here. Some people say you can't take it with you. That's true, but you can send it on ahead. You can serve the Lord with your heart and with your life, with your talent, your abilities, with your finances. You can serve the Lord and further the gospel, and the rewards are all there, and they can never be stolen or destroyed or taken away. So see, home is where the heart is. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. As you get older, like I am, you have more friends there than you do down here. Another friend of mine died just a few days ago, a week ago, and I found out he was a real troublemaker like me in school. We were kind of friends, but he was a pretty tough kid. And I found out he was living only maybe 20 miles from where my sister is right now, two kids from that little bitty place, and he was assistant pastor at a church. And there's Tony, who's in heaven now. He beat me there, probably in my chocolate fountain. And I was thrilled to see he's a pastor. Pretty rough kid, and there he is, a pastor in southern Indiana till just last week. Wow. And here again is another clear promise that Jesus will come back to take his people home. Wasn't that a clear promise? And since I go and prepare a place for you, I will return. I'll come back again and receive you, get you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That is a clear promise. If you're looking for promises that Jesus specifically promised to come back and get you personally, there it is, right there. Another one. He's going to come back and he's going to take his people home. All who have given their hearts to him by grace through faith alone. Not that we're being good. Not that we're, you know, all our days now are completely sinless. Don't raise your hand if they're not. All that have given him their hearts, he promises to come back and take us. Specifically, he's promising you. I'm preparing a home for you. I am coming back to get you. Where are you going to take me? Where I am. Where do you go? My Father's house. There are many dwelling places. I'm preparing one for you. What are you going to do when I'm ready? Since I'm going, I'm going to come back and get you personally. I'm going to take you there. Where? Father's house. Where's that? Heaven. Will Christians be in heaven? Yes. Will everybody be in heaven? No. That's an amazing promise you ought to be claiming. I don't deserve it, but he promised it to me. And all who have given their hearts, you know why? So that we can be in the Father's house with him. And he will be sitting at the right hand of the Father. So we can be there. And we can rule and reign with him, he promised. But wait, there's more. Some will be raised from the dead when Jesus comes to get us. Some will be raised from the dead. Others will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we will all be snatched away, violently seized, caught up. Harpazo in the Greek, rapturo in the Latin, where we get our word rapture. Some will be raised from the dead. Others will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we will all be caught up into the sky to meet with Jesus. And from there, he takes us personally into the presence of God Almighty. He takes us home. That's our home for eternity. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. You ought to really live there much of the time lately. Live there. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. For the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be harpazo, rapture, caught up, snatched away, violently seized, together with them. Who? The dead in Christ rising first. Remember? Caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Where are we going to meet him? Up there in the air. And where's he going to take us? Home. And so shall we ever be with him. When we are raptured and we meet Jesus in the air and he takes us home, how long will we be with Jesus from then on? Forever. He's never leaving us. If he goes on a business trip, we go too. Right? That's amazing. But don't forget the in a twinkling of an eye part, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 53. Behold, I show you a mystery. Mystery is not a whodunit. It's something that the Holy Spirit hadn't revealed in the Old Testament. So Paul says he revealed it. I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. Notice that. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Who's we? Those that aren't dead yet. Those that aren't dead in Jesus Christ. If the rapture happens now, we go. We don't die physically. Those that are in the grave, they're spiritually with the Lord. They're spiritually reunited with a resurrected body, and we all go together. That means Paul doesn't have his resurrected body yet. James, John, etc. The only one that does is who? Jesus. By the way, the only body that will not be perfect will be whose? Jesus. His scars will be there for eternity. His suffering will show for eternity. And he willingly did that for me and for you. And our bodies will be perfect. No scratches, no blemishes, no nothing wrong. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what you all look like. We'll get a family photo. Because remember, home is a place where when you show up, they have to let you in. And Jesus says this. And I love how he says it. He says it so matter-of-factly. Where I'm going, you know, and you know the way. I love that. Jesus says, now you know where I'm going, and you know the way. Jesus has told them he's going back to the Father's house, right? Heaven, where the throne of God is. He's told them he's going that way. They don't get it. Back to the Father's house, God Almighty in heaven. So he says, now you know where I'm going. And so now, and you also know the way. Well, listen, He told them just now where he's going. They didn't get it. But how many times did he tell them how to get there? Do you remember? You could quote so many of the verses. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus didn't come down to squash everybody. He came down to bring everybody together and take them home if they will say yes. Get it, everybody? Jesus says, I've told you where I'm going. And Jesus told them many times how to get there. Believe. Just believe. I'm the resurrection and the life. Martha, just believe. Mary, just believe. He told them over and over. How do we get there? He's going to the Father's house. How do we get there? By trusting in Jesus Christ alone, by putting all of our faith and our trust in Jesus and the finished work, his finished work on the cross at Calvary, his shed blood. He's told them over and over. His public ministry is just about done. He's going to die tomorrow. His ministry will continue on for all eternity, but his public ministry here on the earth, it's done. And he's told them over and over and over. That's how you get there. Where? Father's house. Want to go to heaven? Yeah. You got to receive Jesus Christ by grace through faith alone. In Jesus Christ alone. Not counting on anything I might do that's right. Not by works of right, Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. But according to his mercy, he saved us. And you see the regeneration, the washing of the Holy Ghost. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How could we know the way? You see, he didn't get it. But he's speaking for everybody because all of them are looking at each other going, what do you mean we know where you're going? What? You can't be leaving anywhere. Don't you get it? What about us? You can't just leave us here like this. It's almost like, I don't really care where you're going. You ain't going nowhere. We're not going to let you. And Peter says, you're not home without me. I'm going. Remember all that? And so Thomas, he says what everybody else thinks. I'm glad he asked it because watch this answer. Thomas said, Lord, we know not where you're going, so how can we know how to get there? How do we know the way? And Jesus said unto him and unto all the guys, you and me too, guys and girls, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. He's already told us that over and over and over and over again. Thomas knows that. You know, Thomas is also called Didymus. The word means twin. He was a twin. Only his twin brother wasn't a disciple, but he was a twin. So Thomas, also called the twin, said to Jesus, because Thomas doesn't understand what Jesus is talking about. He has no idea what's going on. Most of the guys don't. It'll click in their heads after Jesus rises from the dead. Remember the same way Peter had no clue when he said to Jesus, where are you going that I can't go? I'm going with you. I'll die for you. I'm going with you. You see, Peter didn't understand. So Thomas says, I don't understand. Jesus makes it perfectly clear that there's only one way to heaven. Perfectly clear. Thomas says, how can we know the way to get there? We don't even know where there is. We don't know where you're going. How can we know how to get there? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. You must be born again. He said it to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And he said it to many others along the way through his public ministry, remember? Do you believe? Well, Jesus makes it perfectly clear. Listen to this, Christian, because this seems to be up for grabs in many churches today. There is only one way that you can get into heaven. And he just told you that. He is the only way there. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So listen, this is not complicated. The language isn't complicated. The Greek doesn't somehow break it apart and make it weird. It's really simple. He makes it simple to understand. Jesus is the only way. Listen, he is not just a way. The universal church and many of the new age fellowships, the circle churches, etc., and all those, they say that Jesus is the way shower, one of the way showers that we can get to perfect nothingness, to nirvana, right? Jesus is the way shower. That's not what he said at all. No, he isn't. He said, no, I am literally the only way. There aren't many ways. He is the only way to the Father. Now, I've read books and I've talked with people, so have you. And you hear them on television today, even the news pundits, like they're all scriptural experts. And you could tell they have no clue what they're talking about when it comes to the Bible. But I've read books and I hear people on television, I hear people on the radio and on YouTube that say all religions have some good in them. Well, that's baloney, if I may say that in church. All religions have some good in them, and they all lead to heaven in the end. So when you start to do those kinds of things, you're taking away from the true gospel. You can let them think what they want to think, but don't you go for that for 1 minute, because there's only one way to get to heaven, and it's not going to church on Saturday. And it's not going to confession on Saturday night for Sunday morning. You know what? It's Jesus Christ alone. The books all say all religions have some good in them and they all lead to heaven in the end. Jesus said, no, they don't. I'll go with Jesus on this one. No, they don't. Contrary to what many people think and what many churches teach, eternal life is not obtainable through many ways. Only one way exists, and that way is Jesus Christ himself. He is the way. He doesn't show me the way. He is the way. Big difference. You're denying Jesus Christ if you say he's the way shower. No, he's the way. Jesus is not the one who teaches the truth. Yes, he teaches truth. But he is not the one to teach you. He is the truth. Because Pilate said, what is truth? Nobody knows. And people today say, truth is relative. And people look at you and say, that's your truth, and my truth is this. No, doesn't make sense. Because Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the embodiment of truth. Those who have Jesus Christ have the truth. It is not found anywhere else. Philosophy, you name it, it's not found anywhere else. The world's believing a lie. The devil is the liar and the father of it. And not only that, is he the way and the truth, but Jesus is the life. The only way I could have eternal life is to be in Jesus Christ, because he is literally the life, the only life there is. He is the source of all life, physical, spiritual, and eternal. Jesus is the life, the source of it all. You're not going to find it anywhere else, like working your way to, taking the, following the ascended masters and you know, working your way up to higher consciousness and higher consciousness. That's some more baloney. The devil's got all kinds of people doing the weirdest things. Jesus is the source of all life. He says that. He says that to Mary, says it to Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Your brother will live again. I know, in the resurrection. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Lazarus, come on out. He's alive. If you will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life because he is the life. And it's by grace through faith alone.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is a radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.